Hi there! Welcome to Daily Manna. Just as our body is in need of material food, so as our soul is in need of the Word of the Lord. One night, I was awakened by a cough, and my wife told me, "You stand up and drink water." And so I got water, drank from a glass of water, and then after which it continued. And so she advised me to find a certain kind of medicine inside a pouch that is placed inside a plastic drawer. And so I looked for the medicine, and she instructed me as to what kind of medicine it is, and I had to search for it and read the labels. However, since it was on a night time, the light inside our room was closed or off, and I had to find a cell phone or my phone so that I can put on its light, its flashlight, so for me to be able to read well the labels of those medicines that I am looking at. It's hard to find out and evaluate something if it is dark. And I think this is a reality as well when it comes to our spiritual aspect of life. No wonder if we think of the very person who has the capacity to evaluate us, it is no other than God Himself, because God is described as light. And any form of darkness, any act of darkness can be made, can be evaluated clearly under the light, who is God Himself. God is described as a light in the book of John, 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 to 10. And let me read it to you. It says here, I repeat, 1 John 1, 5 to 10. "This is the message we have heard from Him and announced to you, that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He Himself is the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus His Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us." May the good Lord bless the reading of His word. Now, looking at this section of the first letter of John, chapter 1, verses 5 to 10, looking at this section, the premise of the idea that is being presented here by John himself comes in verse 5, where it says, "God is light, and there is no darkness at all in Him." God is light. He is the one who has the capacity to evaluate everything, every work in darkness, any entity of darkness, or anything that belongs to darkness. It has to be evaluated under God Himself, who is the light Himself. If you look at here, John is suggesting that we must then see ourselves as Christians, as followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. We must allow the light, who is God Himself, to scrutinize us and evaluate the way we live or the way we walk. In this sense, this term walking or living, they are synonymous, especially in the NT usage, that it pertains to the life that we have. And so if we confess that we are believers, we are Christians, we must evaluate ourselves, our way of living, under the person who has the capacity to evaluate us in its in our purity as far as His eyes are concerned. If you look at verses 6 to 10, there are three we plus verb statements here. We plus verb statements. The first one is found in verse 6. after he stated a conditional sentence that says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, now here is the we plus verb first statement, we lie and do not practice the truth. The second we plus verb here is found in verse 8. After he stated a conditional statement that says, if we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves. The we plus verb, we are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us. The third one is found in verse 10. Another conditional statement was given. If we say that we have not sinned, we plus verb, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. So there are three we plus verb in this section. First is that we lie and do not practice the truth. Second is we are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us. And the third is that we make him a liar and the word is not in us. So believers are to evaluate themselves, or I shall say, we as believers shall evaluate ourselves from the perspective of God himself, who is the light, the arbiter of all truths as we can imagine it, or as he expressed it in his word as well. And we need to live our lives consistently as people of light, because if we live our lives with some glimpse or some touches of darkness, then we are lying about who we are, because our practices are not showing that we belong to the light. So we must live according to the light. And the second we plus verb here is saying, we are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us if we say that we have no sin. And therefore, we have to accept the reality that we committed mistakes. And if we realize that there are mistakes that we commit, we confess our sins to him because he is faithful and just to forgive us. To forgive us, as stated in verse 9. And lastly, then we must say that we have sinned, or else we are lying and we make him a liar. Because in the way God evaluates us, so as according to his word, human beings have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. So all of these three we plus verb patterns in this section of the book of 1 John, they are all telling us that we must live according to the light because we belong to the light and the truth lives in us, and we must then pattern our lives according to the truth of God or according to the light himself. Anything that belongs to darkness that is evident in our lives shall be removed, shall be evaluated under the lens of the light, and we shall ask the Lord, with the help of his spirit, we shall confess it and then allow that to be scrutinized by God and then leave such a practice that belongs to darkness, because they are all inappropriate about who we are. We belong to God. God is light and there is no darkness at all, darkness in him. And we who were once children of darkness are brought into the light, and we shall now live our lives according to the light. That is why it is so important for us believers to keep ourselves under the scrutiny of the light himself. Every time we read the word, it tells us about the righteousness of God, about the standard of God, and it reminds us of who we are. And if that happens, let us come to the Lord and ask for his forgiveness and ask for his cleansing and ask for his spirit to come and continually transform us into the image of Christ. That is why today, brothers and sisters in Christ, you are now children of light. Don't let any drop of darkness to hinder your walk with God, because this is the intention of the Father for you and for me. Nobody would like to walk in darkness, especially when it's pitch black that you don't see anything. But when it's under the light, when the sun is there during daytime, you'll see everything. You'll see the beauty of the things around you, but but you'll also see the bad things around. So it's important for us to take note of this day after day. And I am praying that the more we become acquainted of the Word of God, the more we come to know the Lord Himself, and the more we come to know the Lord Himself, the more we incline our way of life to the light who called us from darkness. So it's my prayer for everyone. So we bow down our heads. Lord, this life we have was once in darkness, and yet out of your grace, out of your mercy, you handpicked us and gave us salvation, an eternal life, and you call us your own. We are no longer children of darkness, but we are now children of light. In fact, Paul himself tells us in the book of Ephesians that we are not just children of light, but we are bearers of light. We become lights ourselves as we reflect the light of Christ in us. I am praying that we, as your children live, we pray that day after day, we will more and more manifest the light of Christ in us as we submit to the scrutiny of your truth and your light. Thank you for all of these things. We entrust to you all that we are. In your name we pray. Amen and amen. The Lord bless you all.